This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, consequences of disorder. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the consequences of disorder in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, obviously we know that Islam gives an importance to the discipline, and it is against the disorder what people have in their life. From the consequences of the disorder, we can say that the consequences can be, one of them is violation of human rights. We know that when someone is have disorder in his life, he does not have the discipline in his life. Therefore, when he goes to the society, when he is having the social life, he might violate the human rights. He might violate the rights of the others who are living in the same society. And this is not a good thing. Obviously, this is something when we are violating the rights of the others, we are answerable and we are accountable on the day of judgment. Islam has given rights to everyone, every single person, and the society also has its rights. The people living in the same society, the trees, the animals, especially the human beings, they have the rights upon us, and therefore we should not ruin or violate their rights. And we need to take care of what we are doing. And therefore, Imam Ali has also said that one of the reasons that a person becomes alone, a person who does not have the respect in the society, is that when he does not take care of the rights of his brothers in the society. Imam Sadiq has said, "Tarkul huquqi madallatun." When someone violates the human rights, he becomes humiliated in the society and he does not have any respect. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of consequences of disorder in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said that one of the consequences is the violation of the human rights. And therefore, we must take care of the other's rights. For example, if I am a teacher, I'm teaching something. If I do my things properly on time and I'm not violating the rights of the students, that when they ask questions, I answer them efficiently. When they are giving a kind of exam or test, I'm checking them properly. Maybe when it's my lecture time, I'm not doing my personal things in the work time. Maybe it does not, like this point is related to every one of us who are working in different places. Maybe I'm sitting in the office. Maybe I am working in a garage. Maybe I'm working as a teacher, as a lawyer. I don't know. Wherever you work, you are an accountant, you're working as a manager or associate. If we are doing our personal things at the work time, then obviously we are violating the rights of the others at our workplace. And this is a kind of a sin that I'm getting paid for what I meant to do, and then I'm spending that time in doing my personal things. That is another case. If the employer has allowed the employee to spend some time on the phone, or maybe if it doesn't matter in the eyes of employer, that is something else. That is a different case. But if they do not allow us, then I should not spend my time or waste my time when I'm working. Therefore, it is important to take care of the rights of the others and to not to violate. But if I have a disorder in my life, if I am, I do not have discipline, then obviously, ultimately, I am violating the human right and I should avoid this according to Islam. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.